All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Golden State Valkyries. They are getting ready here for the 2026 WNBA season. They're unveiling their new jerseys.
That was better than the real thing.
I can't make that noise.
You did a great impression.
Well done. So we have one. We've got one of the new Golden State Valkyries jerseys. And we'd love you to win it. And here's how you do it. Be the first caller. That's right. Use your phone for what it's made for, apparently. 800-400-3697. Call us and be the first caller to be able to tell us the name of the Valkyries mascot. Now, I get it. People are going to be able to Googie this. But you know the answer. You race, you beat everybody else, and you get your very own jersey from the Golden State Valkyries. First caller with the answer wins at 800-400-3697. It looks like the phones are already ringing. Oh, my God. Wow.
You're there.
Did the first person know? Hang up on them.
I think.
Yes, dear.
I'm looking at it. Oh, no, they're calling this just the Violet Edition.
Don't say it on the air.
Oh, don't?
Don't.
Okay. All right.
All right. So right now, Maddie is busily answering the phones. If you know, run to your phone because otherwise, you know, people are going to Google it, but that takes a couple seconds. Then you get to the phone, 800-400-3697. This is going to be a quick turnaround on this one. Did you get a winner yet or what? Apparently not. The Sarah Vinny Show, caffeinated by San Francisco Bay Coffee. You can call or text us, 800-400-3697. Those numbers are busy right now because people are calling in to win their Valkyries jersey. And you can email us anytime, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. Odyssey is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an I-E. It's easy. You'll figure it out, I'm sure. Okay. Bust in whenever you get the winner. I'm surprised we don't already
have
it.
Yeah, that is very strange. Yeah. I can't believe. Okay. All right.
So recently, there was the Willy Wonka experience. And it made it all the way to us. And it was in Scotland. And they said, we've got this big, you know, everyone's expecting a chocolate river and all the different areas that everyone, you know, as each kid is lost. All these different things, a glass elevator, all the things that are awesome about Willy Wonka. And apparently it was such a disappointment that children were reduced to tears. It became national news in Scotland and some places here in England. Some places here in America.
In England.
I don't know. I'm sure in England too. Here in America, the story made it all the way to us.
Okay.
So it was funny. Like, it was clearly somebody's idea of almost just like a little party celebrating Willy Wonka that got released out on social media and people thought it was a big thing and thousands of people showed up to it. And they were like, oh, we were expecting 35 to 50 people. This is more than we can handle here.
Well, the weird thing about Willy Wonka is that I don't know if that was a huge movie. I don't know if that
the original one?
The original Willy Wonka was one of those things that I feel like every single person saw and we all have that in common. But was it a hit?
Was it called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
I think so.
I think that's the original one.
Was it in theaters? Because I think I only saw it on TV.
I believe that it predates us. So even if it was in theaters, we wouldn't have necessarily been able to see it. I don't really know. I only ever saw it on TV. I know is it was for grandparents.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is what it's called. The original 1971. So there it is. I was born in 69.
Yeah. I was maybe a five-year-old in 71.
Was not a hit when it first debuted in theaters. It was considered a box office disappointment, grossing only about $4 million against a $3 million. But boy, have the dollars
Wow. They
changed.
Got a lot done with $3 million. That is quite a production.
So they made a mill. $1 million.
But then it went on to be played incessantly on television. However, I must have seen it 50 times.
It later gained a cult following, becoming a beloved classic through television and home video in the 80s and 90s. So there's that. It wasn't a hit.
It was based on a book, right?
I don't know the book.
I feel like I read the book.
But I will say
maybe
that
that's called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It makes more sense now because I'm trying to think as you're talking about it, I'm thinking that movie was like very memorable and mm-hmm. was something that I remember seeing, and Gene Wilder was incredible as the.
And there have been other iterations because didn't Johnny Depp do one?
Yes,
and then Timothée Chalamet did one.
And that was the reason why I wanted to look it up, because if it wasn't a hit, but it through television.
Yes.
Wormed its way into all of our lives.
Yep. So they did this very small thing that thousands of people showed up for and then everyone was mad. So it isn't quite on the same level as that. And I don't know what they were charging for that. But then there was also Fire Festival, which was hyped to be this huge, you know, just things that do not live up to expectations. So when you hear that it's the Barbie Dream Fest at the Broward County Convention Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and they're charging $450 a ticket up to that, you're like, this is going to be great. I love Barbie. By the way, there's a lot of older women geared up in Barbie stuff, TikToking and reeling about the things that they've picked up at this thing.
At the Barbie Fest.
At this Barbie Dream Fest.
Okay.
And it's at that level of, here's some pictures of it. It's not particularly well attended and it's in an enormous space. And that first photo at the top there is one of the photos. That's some people walking around at the Barbie Dream House, which is a cardboard cutout of a one level house. Come on. Everybody knows the Dream House has three stories.
This is the like a thing for people to do photo ops with, right? That's
you know,
all it is.
It's got to be that. However, at $450, these people paid $250 a pass. So they rented a space that was far too large. They put far too few things in it. All these people who are fans of Barbie are, and they are just absolutely trashing the production. They say there are a few places where you can buy some Barbie type things, but it's just acres of open space. And they even have like cones and those velvet rope situations where like they expected so many people to be interested in doing some of these non-activities that they have there. It's hysterical.
Well, I'm glad they didn't burn a lot of people. Good.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there were a lot of pre-sales. So, but some people...
Barbie Fest is a failure, is
Barbie
what you're
Dream
okay.
Fest is a massive... It's at the convention center in a gigantic... They have a... By the way, the biggest deal was the roller skating rink. It was 20 feet by 40 feet. Which is small. That's like it's big for a pool, I guess. But when you're on roller skates, you basically, you take one stride, you hit the other wall.
Well, I don't know if they meant that to be for grownups or for kids, but it's that at best for kids.
Well, it's funny because there's definitely an older lady.
Yeah, these are all
here.
These are all grownups.
Yeah.
There are no kids there.
I don't see any children
right
there. Oh, you can stand inside packaging. Isn't that wonderful?
Okay. Barbie
so
Dream
anyway,
Fest,
guys,
a bust,
they're
everyone.
Comparing it to the Wonka experience and to Firefest as well. And so if you have a moment today and you want to take a look at some, just Google Barbie Dream Fest. It is hysterical. Just this lady's like, yeah, and I got this over that one booth over there. And it's in like a plastic baggie, you know, the kind that you... Glad, I don't mm-hmm. know, and you pull it out, and it's got the green stripe at the top, and she's
Zip
like,
lot.
She goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's looking at it, and she goes, oh well, oh, there's a bunch of dirt in there. It's I actually entertained myself for a while looking at people's videos of this thing. So,
do you think this is sanctioned by whoever owns Barbie? It doesn't sound like it would have been.
You know what's funny? It is absolutely using the Barbie logo and the Barbie
That's
colors
what I'm
and the but it does seem
like they would have put a stop to it if they'd known about it.
Yes. Like, I wonder if, and there's a ton, those are, there's some pretty big sponsors and partners that are on their list of thank yous. You guys probably haven't heard of Dillard's, but Dillard's is like a big department.
I've heard of Dillard's.
Oh, okay. I don't know
why I've heard of it.
I've only ever seen it in the Midwest.
Oh.
I don't know, though. Then maybe it's elsewhere. I see Michael's. That's a craft store. And maybe there's some yoga studio.
There's a Dillard's in Stockton.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Right. But I don't believe I've ever shopped there, but I'm familiar.
One Reddit reader wrote, "This event sucks. Barely any vendors or activities. The 80s roller disco is a 20 by 40 square of concrete in the middle of the marketplace with no direct decorations or anything to make it special." And another one wrote, "I attended a careers expo that was more exciting than this hot mess."
Yeah, it looks like a bust. Oh, yeah. Well.
I wonder if, I mean, they were charging for these tickets. It does feel like you could easily demand your money back. And then just go, you know, there you are in Fort Lauderdale. You can go to the Hard Rock Casino. It's right there. Have a great time. Much rather go to a casino than that. Maybe I'm alone in that.
Well, this is the problem with the fandom, you know, is you might find yourself gleefully and joyfully posting away in the most luxurious setup ever, or
at the cardboard cutout of
exactly
of the, not
what I
the
was
dream
thinking.
House.
Right. Mm. Crunch.
I know. At the box office, another great weekend for Project Hail Mary. It's made $164 million in the U.S. and just crossed the $300 million mark globally to become the year's top Hollywood picture so far. And they're actually saying it is Amazon MGM Studios' biggest post-merger release. It passed up Creed 3. And this and they're 2 weeks in with this. And it made another $54 million over the weekend. So I think this thing's got some staying power.
We've agreed to shut the heck up until Bob's Movie Club on Thursday morning at 6 a.m.
Yes.
But I do have a question for my panel here.
Mm-hmm.
Academy Awards?
Yeah.
Yes.
You believe so?
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a weird time of year for
that's
a movie to catch
That's what Christina said as we watched it. She goes, "It's so early in the year. Is this going to?" And I thought, yeah, I think it will.
I know. Actually, that was one of the reviews I read right after I saw it. Someone said that he is the first contender so far this year for Best Actor.
There are some scenes. I realize I've admitted this. I don't know what happened. I think maybe I held tears in for too long and now they're all coming out of me and like, you know, in streams. But I cried during that movie. Mm. And normally it's just cartoons.
Yeah.
Normally only cartoons.
And
then
get you once kind
of
at the end, you know, or with Up, they get you in 5 minutes.
Right.
But I'm with you. Like I was leaking several times, like just it was moving and it's heavy material, but it's just the treatment of it is so great. If you are looking for a good movie, you want to go to a theater.
You want a winner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Who won the fabulous new Valkyries jersey?
Teresa Mara Leah from San Anselmo knew the answer to the question, which is what is the name of the Valkyries mascot? She was unveiled last year. Violet. We all love her. So she wins.
She's like a dragon.
No, she's a bird.
She's a bird.
Oh, she's a bird. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's very cute. She wears a skirt but she's awesome.
Yeah. Vinny says it right on the air. I'm like, Vinny.
What?
You go, it's Violet. I'm like,
Oh, well, no, I was looking at the jersey.
Oh, well, yes, that is their color. That is their color.
No, I wasn't looking at the, I was looking at
I
the,
thought you were saying,
no,
you know,
no,
it's,
no.
It's Violet.
No, the new jersey, they call it the Golden State Valkyries Violet Edition, and that's the new jersey. I believe that's the one you're going to win.
It's dope.
It looks like because they were using black last year as one of their unis, and I'm looking on their website right now, and it looks more like they've gone violet.
Yep.
And white is the other
nice
jersey.
That color violet they use is great because it's very like unisex. Like, you know, their gear is really nice. I would buy a ton of their gear. It's just really all good looking.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, congratulations, Teresa.
Congrats, Teresa. Way to know. And not because, I think hopefully it happened fast enough that our delay, you didn't tell her the answer. Okay.
That's funny. I didn't realize why you were chastising me. Vinny.
Like, Vinny. Like,
what?
What'd I do?
Project Runway. God, I keep doing that. Project Hail Mary made 54 mil over the weekend. Good for first place again. Held on to first place. Hoppers held on to second place.
Hoppers is great.
Hoppers has been out for 4 weeks, it says here. Does that sound right?
Yeah. I saw it a couple weeks. I saw it.
Made another 12 mil. It's made 138 million domestically.
I want to say 3 weeks ago, if not more. Yeah.
The new movies that came out, They Will Kill You. That was one that I mentioned last week. I can't even remember. There were a couple horror movies. That made $5 million for third place. They call that a mega flop. It's a Warner Brothers piece, and it's... The other new stuff... By the way, Goat has crossed the 100 million mark domestically, too.
That was really good, too.
That was number 8 this past one. There were a couple other ones that were new. The one I wanted to... It's called The AI Doc, or How I Became an Apocaloptimist. And it was an exploration of AI and a, sort of a realistic look at where it can, where it came from, where it could go, what the problems might be, what the benefits might be. That actually made, that was only in 786 theaters. And so it was a fairly limited release, but that made $650,000, just shy of the top 10. So that's out there if you're looking for it. It's getting really good reviews. And then The Mummy Returns and Stand By Me were both re-released, and The Mummy made $600,000 and Stand By Me made $450,000 in small amounts of theaters, both of those. So there is that. Ryan Gosling.
They're both good looking.
Good looking Ryans. Although I'm way more into Ryan Gosling these days.
He was great in this movie, I think.
He is riding high. Project Hail Mary. Yep. It's all looking good. Ken. It's all looking good for him. He is a huge fan of one of the stars of Days of Our Lives. Did you ever watch Days of Our Lives?
I did. I watched two soap operas with my mom, Days of Our Lives and General Hospital. Mm.
So Deirdre Hall is one of the actresses, and she has been for years since we were kids.
Marlena?
I think so, yeah, Marlena. She's been on there the whole time, and she sent an invitation to Ryan, like, would you like to come and visit the set? He goes, Deirdre Hall, are you kidding me? Yes, it's a very enthusiastic yes to a very cordial invitation to visit you on set. I will be there to thank you in person for being my OG acting inspiration. It wasn't Marlon Brando and On the Waterfront. It wasn't De Niro and Taxi Driver. It was you. And I want to thank you for your offer. Anytime, anywhere you tell me, I'll be there.
Good for him.
Isn't that funny?
That is fun. Dude. I watched that show too. Was I right, Marlena?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Her boyfriend was Roman?
I don't remember. I did watch that.
And there was Victor Kiriakis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Victor.
Mm. Well, anyway.
So he does not have social media of his own. So this all happened on Eva Mendez's.
Cute.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. On her Instagram. So she's tells him the news and she's filming him and he's very excited about it. And I just thought, that's cute.
It is cute.
And there's a picture of her. Want to see what she looks like now? You know who she looks like? Martha Stewart. Like she's turned into Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Very recognizable though, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
She's working a filter there too. Good for her.
I know. It does look a little fuzzed over. This is super cool. If you asked John, what is your favorite style of house? He'd say Frank Sinatra style. Palm Springs, Frank Sinatra, mid-century modern. Like that is, John loves that.
John of John and Sarah.
My John, right. My husband John. Give me a low slung, extended roof, flat roof, walls of windows. You can now Airbnb Frank Sinatra's Palm Springs house. Which is, I immediately sent it to John. I'm like,
we gotta go.
And by the way, I couldn't get any prices on it. So, because I you know what? Maybe if I add, hold on. I'm going to add the dates.
For the night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Minimum stay 3 nights. $20,000 for 4 nights. Okay, great. So it's so not only rich people can go here, but there are a million pictures of it. It's exactly what you think. It's a dried out golf course looking lawn.
How close is Palm Springs to Coachella Valley?
Very close.
I don't think it's far. People stay in Palm Springs.
That's what I'm saying. I would imagine they'll have someone who wants to to scoop that up.
Yes. Isn't Coachella
April?
April, yeah. So that's got to be, I'm sure it's probably already
that's why
taken.
It might be why it's making the news.
So.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's very cool. It's 4 bedrooms, 4 baths. I'm sorry, 4 bedrooms, 6.5 baths. They specifically say, though, 8 guests. That's it. 4 beds. Each is good for 2 people. But 20 grand for 4 nights.
I'm not in, but I'm
but a
sure.
million pictures. Looks like they left a lot of stuff original. Like the kitchen is very old-fashioned looking. Some of the tile work in the bathrooms is kind of old-fashioned looking. It's got like a kind of a pool house lounging area, pool in the back. It's Sinatra's place. It's
most
the one
of
you
the
think of.
Successful people right here in Silicon Valley would find that among their like dirty laundry. They reach in a couple pairs of pants. Oh, 20K.
Oh, 20K. Got it.
Well,
no
think
problem.
About 5K a night split between 8 people. I mean, it's not affordable, but it's doable.
That's what I'm saying. People around here can afford that.
Yeah. 4 couples,
some
5 grand
anyway.
Apiece. Oh, if for 4 nights, I mean, that was, you know. I think there are all kinds of fees and taxes, et cetera.
Chris Kelly doesn't care about that.
That's true.
He's got
that
this
is
all
true.
Covered. No yeah. problem.
Break the bank. Let's go stay at Frank Sinatra's house. Mm-hmm. And I'll just read you the headline on this one. Harry Potter trailer surpasses 277 million views. This becomes the most watched trailer in HBO's history. It's nowhere near the Spider-Man Far From Home, but this is, you know, a trailer for a TV show. I watched it last week, put it up on the Facebook page. Obviously, we made our contribution. The series is a new adaptation, completely new casting of J.K. Rowling's novels, and it premieres this Christmas.
I will not watch.
Are you making a stand?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I bet you will. Your kids will watch it. And...
I have seen Harry Potter. Mm. The perfect version of it, and I don't.
They really
need
did. Do a
I
good
do
job.
Not need another one. I don't know why they do this. I mean, I guess it's because there are no new ideas. That must be it.
That is part of it for sure.
Why we've got the perfect? They're done. They nailed it.
Money. We're gonna do a series, and it's gonna be money.
Okay.
All right. What's coming up?
Beer truck.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3. Yeah.
Oh, you're too sweet. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Hillary Duff tickets, and the pre-show sound check. We have 3 chances a day for you to win, and your first one is half an hour from now. It's very exciting. Make sure you're here.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by San Francisco Bay Coffee. One small sip for a better tomorrow and a way better morning. Available in whole bean, ground, and 1 cup coffee pods at Amazon.com. All right. I've looked a little more into the weather that we have coming. We've got some clouds today and definitely cooler than we've seen. We're entering a new... Well, actually, we're kind of going back to normal for March.
Yeah.
In that it's not a heat wave. There will be rain this week. They're now calling it a few hours of drizzle here and there.
Okay.
So we'll see if that's how it ends up materializing. But there is a cooling, which I feel was needed.
Yes. It was quite warm this weekend.
Yeah.
Even though it was a lot cooler than it had been.
Previously, earlier
March,
in the month.
Still,
right?
The whole time.
Speaking of, March Madness is down to Final Four. UConn versus Illinois. Arizona versus Michigan. I'm sorry, that's the men. I'll do the women next time. And that will play, those games will play Saturday, April 4th. There's that. Okay, so today is World Bipolar Day, and I know Maddie has talked about that in the past.
Yes.
So I don't know if you have a prepared statement.
No, but it's a lot more common than people think, and it's not all, you know, people going crazy, but a lot of bipolar folks are, you know, out there, and I just say, you're all right, listen to your docs, take your meds, but like getting diagnosed with it was a complete life changer for me. It changed a lot of the way I was.
Explained a lot to you, didn't it?
It explained a lot of things, and I encourage you, there's a club called the Bipolar Social Club. And it's a lot of folks who are, you know, who have high, you know, jobs and stress and management and entrepreneurs and things. And it's a cool little group that I belong to.
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen you wear the gear.
Yeah.
I thought it was just like a fun little catchphrase.
It's very real.
This first story, I didn't see it coming when I read the headline. And so I'll see if you.
Okay.
Trends from just 6 years ago that have completely disappeared.
Oh, all right.
Trends from 6 years ago.
Kissing booths.
What?
What?
I don't know. I'm just thinking like 6 years ago was before the pandemic. Like,
no, they're actually talking about the pandemic. They're saying.
Oh, as in not everyone's wearing a mask at all times.
Birthday drive-bys. Gone. Oh. Making sourdough starters so you can make sourdough. Gone.
Mm-hmm.
These are trends that have disappeared now that we're no longer in lockdown. That's what they were getting at.
When I
saw the story, I went, trends don't disappear in 6 years. There's always holdouts, you know, whether it's bell bottoms or, and then they circle back. But this is about COVID. Attending Zoom happy hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were big for a minute there. That's funny.
And just in general, Zoom, like, I miss the Zoom family stuff we would do. Like, we get on Zoom with the whole family, and, like, we don't do that now.
Well, because you have stuff to do.
Yeah.
And they do, too. And you didn't before.
You're not doing TikTok dances to bored in the house that I'm in the house bored.
Doing elbow handshakes.
Oh.
Gone. These are trends that have disappeared.
I still do that. I'd be happy to.
I don't mind that either. I missed the pillow challenge. Are you familiar?
I don't know the
pillow
challenge.
Here is Halle Berry wearing only a pillow. Oh, well, and a hat and glasses, but she is nude behind that.
It's a big pillow.
Yeah.
And it's belted around her midsection so that the top is like a.
But you can see a little cheek over here on the side, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you can.
So she is nude.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the pillow challenge, but.
I don't remember it either.
It looks good on Halle Berry.
If Halle Berry can pull it off, maybe I shouldn't even try.
Random people doing Instagram lives.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is all the. These trends dying are welcome and appreciated.
Yeah.
Arrows
off already.
On the ground in stores telling you which way to go.
Those are all still there, though.
I know.
They're just all worn down. Like, there's always, like, some line, stand here for social distancing. It's like, oh. Mm.
Obsessing over Tiger King.
Oh, yeah.
Another trend that came on and went away.
Because we all watched it at once.
Coco, I believe, was the one who told me about it. Remember Coco?
Nicole.
By the way, she's about to have a baby. Did you know?
So exciting.
We got that lady married and with child. Well, we didn't get her pregnant.
We were the ones who set her up, though.
I know, but that was...
Actually, it was Beefcake's mom who...
Yeah, but still, we played a role in that.
Mm-hmm.
She's about to have a baby.
I'm so excited for her.
I think her most recent post that I saw was like a picture of her dog and her... She said something like, he's afraid he won't be the baby anymore or something like that.
Right.
It's coming.
Yep.
Buddy.
They should name the baby either Sarah or Vinny, depending on the gender.
Obviously, yeah.
Obsessing over Tiger King, which I watched and went, this is...
Horrible people doing horrible things.
Is this not criminal? What is this?
Mm.
You can have your own zoos and you can steal tigers and breed tigers and there's a whole... group of people out like satellites to this story where like the guy with the other guy with tigers.
It's like a swamp.
What's
people.
Sexier than a tiger? I don't know. A naked
many,
lady.
Many things.
Like, what are you talking about? There's no one wants.
What's more dangerous than a tiger? Now we're talking.
Right.
Two tigers.
They also add, and Carol. Hey, you cool cats and kittens.
Oh, Carol Baskin.
That's right.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him.
getting a pet during lockdown and then returning it. Glad that trend's over.
That was a trend?
That was a trend. We got a pet and kept it.
Yeah.
But we got a pet too.
We actually got our two new cats that Thanksgiving.
Is that right?
Well, we needed cats. We had a rat thing.
Oh.
They got a job to do out back.
Stanley Cups.
Oh, yeah, the Stanley Cups. Those things are... Didn't they just turn out to be like they had lead in them, or there was some crazy story about the Stanley Cups? There was some reason you did not want those.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone went, oh, but I just bought my 900th one.
Yeah. And this makes the news, which leads me to another story I have. So just put a pin in this one as I finish a couple of these. Putting butter in your coffee, which was that keto coffee thing where they were saying your body would go into ketosis and it would, you're not supposed to eat anything, and you put a giant chunk of butter in your coffee, which I
did that.
You did?
Yeah. I lost like 40 pounds.
Yeah, pandemic?
Keto does work.
It was towards the end of the pandemic. I started gaining weight, and then I was like, I gotta do something about it. So I went on this really strict keto thing for 3 or 4 months, and I dropped a whole bunch of weight.
Keto works, but you know, bread is great and pasta.
Yeah.
And fruit. You can't have any carbs, nothing with any sugar in it.
Right. Which is no way to live.
It isn't. But you can have all the bacon you want. I would have bacon and eggs every day when I was on keto. Loved it. John was like, if I see another egg, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, see, I can eat eggs all the time.
Me too.
I can't do the bacon daily, though.
Oh.
Mm, no thanks.
Oh, I think you can have cheese. I did cheese omelets.
I'll take that. Decluttering your... These are trends from 6 years ago that are gone now.
Mm.
Decluttering your house, and also Marie Kondo, gone.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't something happen with her?
What?
Huh? Like she got...
Disappeared by others? No.
There was some scandal with her, I thought. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. I'm crazy.
Changing your Zoom background to something quirky?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, these are all I got to move on because there's a ton of these.
Marie Kondo relaxed everything on her tidying and stuff because she had another kid and wanted to focus on the kid.
And people were mad about it.
Yeah. But she said she's let her home get messier to prioritize family.
I got to do a couple more. Hoarding toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God that's gone.
No, we still hoard it.
Walking into a store and seeing empty shelves.
I know. Wasn't that crazy?
Empty.
Mm.
Where stuff that you would usually, we took it for granted, that's for sure.
Yep.
What do you mean you don't have toilet paper?
What's a supply chain?
I remember going to the supermarket and just having a giant basket, the biggest basket of stuff I've ever gotten because I just wanted to do one shop for 2-3 weeks. And yeah, it was fun.
You don't mean fun.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
It was something.
Yeah, it was something. All right. I'll move on. This is one of my dreams in life. I take that back. At one time, this was the dream.
Okay.
What do they say? Aim higher. You might get there too soon. A 41-year-old man in Indiana stole a Bud Light semi-truck from a liquor store on Friday afternoon.
As it happens, the beer truck is very tempting. Look at all that beer that I could drive to my house.
Can you imagine pulling up to a party where your friends are all waiting and you're in the beer truck and you just fling open the doors and
say, "He's a hero!"
Oh my God, they just put you on their shoulders and sing you for "He's a Jolly Good Fellow" all day.
He's a Jolly Good Fellow. You'd be the hero of the night. Mm.
A 41-year-old man named Randall Baker lived my dream.
41?
I know,
Jesus,
a little late in life, dude.
Right. You're right about aim higher.
By now, you should have been over it.
Or stealing the whiskey truck, I guess.
He stole a Bud Light semi-truck from a liquor store on Friday afternoon. They say it's unclear if he had a master plan or just saw it and went, the coast is clear.
Right.
I got him. Figure the rest out later while I'm driving down the road in my new beer truck. It's amazing. Someone finally lived my dream.
So he gets in, the keys are in there, he drives it away. Does he know how to drive a semi, or did this end horribly?
I guess he does. They say that
That's complicated.
Cops eventually chased him down. He led them on a chase before eventually hitting a sheriff's vehicle and crashing into a field.
Oh, my goodness.
No one was seriously injured. There's no word on the beers.
Well, if he crashed in a field.
Let's hope the beers lived.
I don't know. It sounds like they might have died.
Randall, it seems, had been drinking.
Oh, that's weird.
Really?
Yeah. So he blew over the legal limit and was charged with attempted murder, auto theft, criminal recklessness, resisting arrest, reckless operation of a tractor trailer, and a DWI.
Mm.
He's in big trouble. All because opportunity.
It was my dream.
And a dream.
I had to. I mean, I just had
to
go for it.
It was all worth it. It was worth it.
For 1 minute.
It wasn't worth it. You didn't even get to have a sip of beer.
No, but yes, but he was on the phone with his friends going, guys,
I'm on the way, guys. I'm all over.
I got one eye closed.
I can see the road. It's good. I'm bringing the cops with me, though. There's a bunch of them on my tail. Get ready to run.
Yikes.
What a dummy.
Oh, come on. He was having some fun.
Okay.
Well.
Really?
All right, fine. It was a fun story for us to use here on the air.
Yes, we were having some fun.
Okay, back to earlier I mentioned the keto butter in your coffee hack that people were into. And the protein craze continues as people on TikTok are hyping a new trend where you add protein to your morning routine by dumping yogurt into your coffee. I don't see that as being much different than dumping butter into it.
I don't know.
Just, it curds, though.
I was going to say, that seems like it would curdle.
Ugh.
Well, I am a black man myself, and I'm not looking for anything from my coffee but great taste and a nice pick-me-up. Mm. Yeah, that's what I'm into. So, you do your thing, though.
Yes, exactly.
If you're into the coffee...
There are people who do like a pinch of salt or people who brew it with cinnamon. There's all these ways people do it.
I tried the salt the way you like.
And
I can't taste the difference. So where did I first see that?
I didn't even want to try it. I'm like,
I want to say it was in one of the, what's his name? The Hunt for Red October. What's that guy's name?
Alec Baldwin?
No. The writer.
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever.
James?
Whoever wrote The Hunt for Red October and those series of books, the Jack Ryan books, that guy put in there that Navy makes the best coffee and Navy knows to put in salt.
Uh-huh.
And I went, okay, I'll try it. I couldn't taste any difference and it was pointless.
Tom Clancy. That guy.
Right. Anyway, give me just some black coffee, please. Yeah. Thanks.
I need it unadorned.
A 12-year-old dog named Honey.
Oh, honey.
Who is half blind is now a hero after protecting her family from a bear.
Oh, really?
Yep.
There were
also farm animals there as well, so she protected everybody. The senior pup from New Mexico was injured, but was able to keep the bear away, save her family and the fellow farm animals. And thanks to emergency vets, she's going to be okay. Honey is now on the road to recovery. Her family says she saved us all, which is funny because they say she's...
I picture them huddling with the sheep and the... Come on, huddle
and
up.
Honey's got them
out in front just snarling away.
And they say it's ironic because she's terrified of the vacuum.
Mm.
They all are, though.
What is it about that sound? The cats run, the dogs run.
Oh, no. Ripley tries to attack the vacuum.
Oh, goodness.
Like, we'll jump it. Mm-hmm. So we have to actually remove her from the house if you want to run a vacuum.
Oh.
She will fight it like it's coming for her and everyone in the family.
She's trying to protect you.
Yeah. Yep.
Get away from my people.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. And Maddie's on the show with some of your comments.
Let's see here. 707, Marie Kondo figured out the kids just ruin everything.
Yeah, they do.
From Fairfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She is the old.
That's exactly
oldest.
Right.
Time is old. Story as old as time.
Another thing we were doing in the pandemic.
Go on.
Howling at 5 p.m. from the 415.
I thought that was at 8 p.m.
Oh, I don't know.
The 8 p.m. howl.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
The howling.
Yeah. The howling.
I wonder if people still do that.
No.
But we were doing it. Everyone was doing it. It was crazy. Kind of fun.
A little fast fact for you. The actor who played Victor on Days of Our Lives is Jennifer Aniston's dad.
Oh, yeah.
Victor Kiriakis.
Yeah.
Was John Aniston.
I was looking for that. Thank you. Okay.
415. Crazy thing is we got 4 chickens just prior to the pandemic. They saved most of my sanity. Still give us tons of eggs. Fairfax Phil, listening on the app.
Hey, Fairfax
Phil. The chickens saved his sanity.
Mm. Yeah.
That's great.
Chickens are wonderful, I guess.
I like when they're, we should just have chickens roaming around like in Hawaii. I like that.
510, the pinch of salt goes in when brewing the coffee. It changes the pH of the water slightly and you get a better extraction.
Yeah, I did that.
Stromboli from Vacaville listening on Odyssey.
Yo, Stromboli.
A lot of people want us to make sure we save this clip. 650, I'm a black man myself, Vinny. 2026. Alex listening in LA.
I've always
said
that.
He's been saying that forever.
Yeah.
That's the way coffee's meant to be had. Mm.
Everybody, it's not. You can have your coffee any way you want it. Just because some girl made fun of you for putting French vanilla flavoring into your coffee.
Why do I ever tell you anything?
Because you're a fool. You should know I'm going to hang on to all of it.
510, Maddie, thanks for sharing your experience with bipolar disorder and encouraging people to seek medical help. You're a hero in my book. Thank you. Edmundo. Yeah, go see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
They're good.
Not on the level of our other hero over here, Vinny.
No, he's the guy in Ohio.
Number one hero.
And the Thank guy you. In Ohio with the beer truck. He's a hero.
He's
yes,
not a hero.
That
guys.
Was a really well
he
played.
He is also a fool.
Well, he was trying to be.
He was trying to be the hero, but was he the hero? He was not. And now he's going to jail.
Imagine if you pulled up to a party.
Yeah, I can imagine.
In a beer
it.
Truck.
Trailed by 50 cops.
Well, that's, yeah, now you're a bust. That's not what you do. You got to lose them first.
Yeah.
It was just too hard. I couldn't make the turns.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I didn't realize. Hillary Duff tickets and that pre-show soundcheck is included right after this.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.